Many of you have seen Kelsey Leiberger around here for many years. She grew up in this parish since she was this big. And her mom is Robin Pano back there, very proud in the back corner, awaiting a word from her daughter. And all of us are eager to hear you speak. I just wanted to say a word of introduction about Kelsey, that she, having grown up in this parish, feels very much at home here. And I told her that she's among friends, giving her first sermon. There's no need to be nervous or afraid, that all of you love her as much as she loves you. And she's served in this parish all these years, helping with Sunday school, helping in so many different ways, and she'll share a little bit of reflection on that in her sermon. And she's getting ready now. She's at that time in her life. She's graduating from high school and right in the midst of the decision-making about where to go to college. So as we leave here today, I hope that you will all keep her in your prayers this week, because this is the big decision week. She's got three great UC schools lined up and has to make a choice. So keep her in your prayers, as all of our kids, you always do. So let us pray. God, we pray for Kelsey this morning. We know that she worked on this sermon, preparing this sermon this week with prayer and listening to you, and we know now that you will give her the strength to speak with your Spirit those words that we need to hear. Bless her in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I like the gospel reading today, as I really think it shows that Jesus will be there for us and help us understand how Jesus wants us to act. In particular, that he expects we will commit ourselves to the care and feeding of his lambs or his people. The gospel story takes place after the disciples have seen their friend and leader, Jesus, taken away and crucified. Things are not going so well. They maybe are feeling like giving up on their mission to teach and spread the word of Jesus. Simon Peter suggests that they bail out and go fishing. But this too doesn't go so well. They go out in the sea on a boat, and they are stuck sitting out there all night and catching nothing. I think that we've all been there. I know I have. A hard test, a bad gymnastics meet, one of my friends getting rejected to college. When things aren't going so well, it's easy to get discouraged. I might even start wondering if God is really out there watching over us. But in the gospel, as the sun comes up, a stranger is standing on the beach and calls out to the disciples to cast their net to the other side. And miraculously, they get so many fish they are hardly able to haul up their net. Why did they even bother casting their net to the other side at the calling of a stranger? Somehow, they had faith, and they thought that it was worth a try. And what do you know? It worked out for them. 153 fish is a lot of fish. In the gospel story, the disciples then come onto shore, and they somehow knew the stranger was the Lord. They bring up their catch and have breakfast with Jesus. Even when things are going wrong, we should know that Jesus is there. He may show himself in different ways, so I can't say that he's actually shown up and given me the answers to a test or anything. But when I look for guidance, sometimes through formal prayer, and other times just asking myself what is right, I find he is somehow there, providing me with guidance or fortitude, or maybe just empathy and love. When my parents got divorced and I have to live between two houses, my dad's and my grandpa's, I was dreading how it would be harder and make my life more complicated. It ended up not being a big deal at all, and what I realized is how much closer it brought me to my grandpa. Being able to watch our nightly criminal investigation shows with the volume up to 23, where people a mile away could hear, or just being able to get up early in the morning and know that I could see him sitting there reading the newspaper. Sometimes it's in those little things that I can feel God working the most. Later in the story, when the disciples finished their breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" He asked Peter this three times, and after Peter responds that he loves him, Jesus says to Peter, "Tend my sheep," or "feed my lambs." In this passage, Jesus seems to be asking for our love, even though it's only a fraction of the love he gives us. He also seems to be looking for real commitment. Why else ask three times? When my mom asks me to do something three times, it's usually because she really thinks it's important. It's like those commercials on the radio that play more than once in a row. It really catches your attention. In the story, Jesus really wants to get Peter's attention. And just like my mom, he's expecting an acknowledgement and a commitment to follow up. In the story, and in his interaction with Peter, I think Jesus is emphasizing how important it is for us to care for and care about what he cared about, the people, his lambs or his sheep. Jesus spent a lot of his time on earth among the poor, the disadvantaged, the oppressed. We pray for these people every week in our prayers of the people. But as I considered this gospel reading, I think Jesus would like us to do more. Over my whole life, I've been involved in helping others, whether I realized it or not. One of the earliest examples I can remember is the March of Dimes walk that my mom and sister and I went on every year, starting when I was still in a stroller. I used to think it was just one big parade and a carnival. But as I got older, and learned that we were there to raise money and awareness to help promote better prenatal care, prevent premature births, and help premature babies, I found it even more rewarding. I joined the Key Club at Peninsula my freshman year. I have had opportunities year after year to help people in many ways. We collect food for the needy through our turkey and canned good drives. We help out at the Boys and Girls Club events, and we help the community helpline. When I first met some of the kids from Mama Hills, I immediately could tell that they were looking for friendship and guidance. Over the last year and a half, I have met up several times with Angel, a very outgoing and friendly 12-year-old in this program. Even though that we don't spend a lot of time together, I like how she will open up to me like we've known each other our whole lives. As many of you know, last summer, I helped plan and create our newest catechesis room, the True Vine. I see this as an important part of caring for Jesus' lambs, his little lambs. Next year, I'm off to bigger and better things, as they say. I have no doubt that wherever I end up, I will be following the message of today's gospel by continuing to give back to the community and getting involved in helping and caring for those less fortunate. When Peter affirmed his love for Jesus, Jesus told him to feed or care for his lambs. I want to follow that request and help care for people, not just because it's the right thing to do, but because I really love being involved in service and taking care of Jesus' people. I love the feeling where you know the small little high five that you gave the 7-year-old or the hug you gave the woman at the shelter just made their day. And in a way, it usually ends up making my day, too. Maybe that's the kind of good feelings that Jesus' love is all about.